It's true to say that there are difficulties in recruiting junior doctors. It's not just that difficulty for Lady Kenny General Hospital, but it's all over the country. But it's wrong, Donald, to say that there's an accident written happened in Lady Kenny General Hospital. Really, that's an indictment of the staff at Lady Kenny General Hospital. There's excellent staff there. Surely they're under a lot of pressures, but they're coping and managing very well. They're one of the best hospitals in the country, one of the best A&Es in the country at Lady Kenny General Hospital. And it's wrong to say that. And it's also wrong to say that staff have been treated in ambulances. I've already had some ambulance staff on to me to say that's completely wrong. It's an awful statement for Joe McHugh to make. They're not being treated in ambulances, far from it. Some may be in circumstances where they're in trolleys in and around A&E, which, you know, it isn't a good situation to be in, but we are where we are. They're dealing with it as best they can. I don't want sick patients sitting in their home thinking there's a chance that they may end up being worse if they went to Lady Kenny General Hospital.
I think, in fairness to Joe McHugh, it should be said he'd be the last person, I'm sure, to cast any aspersions on staff at the hospital. His argument would be very much that staff are doing a wonderful job, but the problem is staff aren't given the resources that they need to do that job properly. He'll be the last person to say it's down to the staff, the problems that are taking place.
Well, I don't think anybody has said that the issue here is resources. The issue is personnel and recruiting the personnel. As I say, it's not just this hospital. The same issue with a majority or a lot of hospitals across the country. I have no problem with anybody raising the issues, but to try and scaremonger people to make them think that there's an accident waiting to happen at Lady Kenny General Hospital, it's not the case.